I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. The key words for today's episode are Rex Gentium. Once again, for this episode, we are indeed fortunate to have permission from Mr. Jared Hasselbarth, director of the Graduate School of Theology at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, to use his recordings of Advent music. You can obtain the box set of 7 DVDs, which includes this hymn, from www.nabaudio.com. You can help us by referring to the AIC in your order. The 6th hymn is The Coming of Our God. In the St. Chrysostom hymnal, used at my former parish, the hymn was titled The Advent of Our King, with slightly different words. The hymn was written around 1736 in France by Charles Coffin. The music is the short meter tune, Boylston. I invite you to sing along to the lyric on the slide. Again, I thank Mr. Jared Hasselbarth for permitting us to use his music for this series. The theme phrase for December 23rd is O Rex Gentium, or King of the Nations. In several of the antiphons for Advent, there were references to nations and Gentiles. In the 6th antiphon, they are specifically referred to in the antiphon title, since Jesus would be Rex Gentium, or the King of the Nations, to whom all the nations will come and worship, and over whom, as Isaiah prophesied, he will, quote, reign in righteousness, unquote. The final verse and responses connect the prophecies of the Old Testament and events to come in the New Testament to the creation story of Genesis, the creation of man from dust or clay. King David, in Psalm 118, wrote one of the greatest prophecies of the coming of Christ. It found expression in the 6th antiphon in the quotation concerning the stone which the builders rejected, which was spoken by Jesus himself and quoted in all 3 synoptic Gospels, Matthew 21:42, Mark 12:10, and Luke 20:17. Spoken in the final week before his crucifixion. The verses confirm that the advent of Jesus fulfilled Old Testament prophecies by Jeremiah, Isaiah, and by David himself. And now the 6th antiphon, O Rex Gentium, and as I do for each of these, because we have people who listen to this as a podcast, I will read the scriptural identification after each verse. And thou shalt swear, the Lord liveth, in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. Jeremiah 4:2. Behold, a king will reign in righteousness. Isaiah 32:1. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Psalm 118, verses 22-23. O King of nations and their desire, the cornerstone, who makest both one.
O come and save mankind, whom thou formst of clay.
Thank you for joining me for the sixth day of the Great O Antiphons readings. Please join me tomorrow for the seventh and final day in the cycle, December 24th, when the key phrase is, O Emmanuel. This program has been a production of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.